Hello, this is Matt McGee. You are listening to Undead Times, hosted and produced by KFAI. Joining me today is
Lydia Stark
and Elena Refiva. And our theme today is melodic black metal. But before we dive into the music, let's go to the news.
And for the news today, as we know, Stig Zadinia of Steel Panther recently spoke about band's collaboration with the Chad Kroeger of Nickelback. Apparently, recording the It Won't Suck Itself song was a blast and really cool all around. Meanwhile, the Steel Panther is in the studio recording their fifth album that might or might not be released in 2019. James Hetfield of Metallica will be gracing the Netflix feeds on May 23rd when the Ted Bundy film Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil and Vile will grace the streams. Ghost have announced the 2019 North American tour, named the Ultimate Tour Named Death, coming to Minneapolis on October 5th and playing the Armory. Now, Mastodon have shared the second part of Crack the Sky documentary that is released online, and a part one of the film was released last month and it celebrates the album's 10th anniversary. Mastodon is touring North America this summer with Kahid and Cambria, making Minneapolis stop at the Armory on June 15th. Sacred Reich announced a split with Iron Reagan with Reich's Don't Do It Danny on side A and Reagan's They Scream on the other. Or, you know, given it's digital, they don't quite know what sides they are. So basically, Don't Do It Danny and They Scream will be released together. Finally, Sabaton announced the release of The Great War, the 9th studio album, and that album is dedicated to the First World War and will be released in 2019 and will coincide with Sabaton's History Channel on YouTube. Skeptics, do check it out, it is impeccably produced and it's quite a bit educational and fun. Now for iconic albums today, Amorphis Arm Universum was released on April 3rd back in 2001, and Candlemass released Death Magic Doom on April 3rd in 2009. So from Death Magic Doom here comes our iconic classic epic track of the day, Demon of the Deep.
Chiseled beast under the surface, demon of the deep, above is Ursus, cold water dome, ancient predator, Atlantis home for this carnivore. Tyrant of the abyss, plague of the seas, tentacle kiss, razor sharp teeth, guardian of the grave, three hellish heads, 10 miles below, city of the dead.
Yeah.
thank you for that lovely news today. This is quite an interesting genre because to some, black metal shouldn't ever go out of like the old school black metal roots, and as soon as you add like melodic influences or progressive influences, it's somewhat classified no longer as black metal, but I don't care, I like the genre.
If it's beautiful and if it's well done, what objection can you really have?
Exactly.
As long as they're, you know, not Nazis.
Talking about it, there is a stereotype that black metal attracts not just extreme personalities, but personalities that are more linked to white supremacy and racial and national hate. However, the evil of black metal is based mostly on Gnostic translation of Satanism, so seeing Satan almost in Kabbalic sense, not as an opposer of good, but as the one who questions, the one who allows you to reach knowledge.
I couldn't have said it better myself. That's an awesome description of what black metal is or should be about.
Precisely. And just to say it, we here at Undead Times do not endorse any sort of
hate.
Exactly. We are about loving all and loving all metal.
So the first track is by Pale December, a brand new band out of Italy, which is funny because black metal is associated with Sweden, Norway, frost-beaten toes, up north among the snow and cold in winter. But I guess the grimness and the melancholy of melodic black metal reaches worldwide. So on the Shrine of Primal Fire that came out in 2017, they used violin, they used keyboards and very sweet vocal work. Let's listen to Cimmerian Veil and appreciate it.
Yeah.
We have just heard A Pale December out of Italy with Cimmerian Veil of their 2017 installment A Shrine of Primal Fire.
I absolutely loved that song. That was super cool. And with the like more orchestral instruments, that ties into one of Warbringer's members' explanation on the difference between black metal and death metal. He always said black metal is more emotional in a way. It is a lot more like embodies like human suffering in a different way than death metal does, where death metal is I'll kill you, black metal is more like just struggles.
I found that death metal is more towards action, it's action-oriented genre. It calls you to go out on the streets, to riot, to march, to enact violence, or to reserve yourself from enacting violence. Black metal is about contemplation, especially the melodic side.
Yeah, I absolutely couldn't have said it better myself yet again. I think black metal is definitely more emotional and internal in both sound and lyrics, lyrical content, themes, whatever. Death metal is definitely an action-based genre in general. It's violent. It's, well, usually violent. It's primal.
Primal is a beautiful word. Can I ask you a question?
You may.
What was melodic black metal song or a band or a moment when you realize it's really touching you?
We were talking about this last night about how much you and I love violins in music, especially where violins shouldn't belong, or in some song that does not sound like it should have violins. It always adds a layer of something. When you hear a violin in a song, you realize... When you hear a violin in a song that there should not be violin in, you get snapped back into reality and you get sucked into that song and you start thinking about it a little bit more because it surprises you. It catches you off guard and you actually get to start thinking about the song itself.
For me, the sound of the violin always reminds of a sound of a human voice, a singing voice. It's a similar register. And when I hear the violin in a song, I can think of what is not being said outwards, but what is suggested. It's like reading between the lines. And with that, actually, let's go to Niebla Viscaris next. I know that band both you and I enjoy insanely.
Yeah. So this next song is Eerie by Niebla Viscaris off of their latest album, Urn, that came out in 2018. Am I right?
2018. I believe so. Let's go right into it here on the Undead Times.
Thank you.
That was, of course, Niebla Vizcaris, one of the more beautiful bands, and yes, coming way, way from overseas and once again breaking the mold of black metal belonging to the frostbitten regions of the world.
They're from Melbourne, Australia, I believe, which is hilarious because it's definitely not freezing cold down there.
It's burning hot down there, so it's a different kind of brutality that informs them. The desolation, the wasteland, the Mad Max scenery, you know?
And all the nasty scorpions they get down there.
So anyhow, I think we have one last song left because the songs are long. This one is not really long, though. No?
Yep, absolutely. So, I mean, keeping it up with the theme of not necessarily a frozen wasteland, this next band actually comes from Nashville, Tennessee, which I didn't know that until a couple minutes ago. So this band is Enfold Darkness, and I discovered them completely on accident, but they have become one of my favorite melodic black metal bands because their two albums they have out vary a little bit. The first one's very techie as well, so it's very shred heavy, very melodic. But then their second album is more progressive in a lot of ways. Like, first all, the song lengths went from the album one was like 40 minutes in length, album two is I think near 120 minutes. But they do a good job filling their space regardless of how long the song is, and they make sure that it progresses and transitions in a way that you're like, I don't even care how long the song is, I want to listen to it. So this final song closing out today is Enfold Darkness, The Galleries of Utmost Evil, off their first album from 2009, Our Cursed Rapture.
Thank you so much for listening. This was Undead Times, produced and recorded at KFAI.
Let's go.